Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Well, howdy and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price here, where we're coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. And on Breakthrough Radio, we are celebrating 7 years of talking about how to master the inner and outer game of business. Well, it's time for the breakthrough tip this first Monday of the month with Don Cooper, the sales heretic. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to learning how to say no to a customer. How are you doing this morning, Don?
Good morning, Michelle. I am doing great.
So you're going to have to really break this down for me, because not only have we been taught that the customer's always right, we've also been told you don't ever want to tell them no. Help me get my brain around this one.
As a general rule, both of those things are correct. However, like any rule, there are exceptions. And there are four times when you really, really need to say no to a prospect or a customer. The first is when they're asking for something that's unethical. And that can be difficult to say no because oftentimes it may be borderline or we may be tempted. You know, we've got the prospect of a huge sale. Sometimes we think it's okay to bend those ethical rules. The second instance where we have to say no is when people are asking for something that's unprofitable. Now, by this, I don't mean a long-time customer who's asking for a one-time favor that might not be profitable. In that case, by all means, do it, because they've earned that, and that's part of your customer service. What I mean is, for example, you have a new prospect who's asking for some kind of a great deal on something that leaves you with little or no profit. They don't care about your profit. You have to care about your profit. The goal of a buyer or a purchasing agent is to get your price down as low as possible, because the cheaper it is for them, the better off they are. But just because they're asking for a discount doesn't mean you have to give them one. So always remember that any business you do has to be profitable for you, or it just doesn't make sense, because you can't do that long term. The third situation where it's critical to say no is when what they're asking for is simply impossible. Whether it's impossible for anybody to do, or it's just impossible for you to do right now. Maybe they're asking for a delivery date as soon as you can get them the products. Or maybe they're asking for something and you don't have the manpower right now to fulfill that request. Again, it's really tempting to say yes and hope we can figure out some way of doing it, because we don't always the business. But saying yes when you need to say no can actually damage your business, because if you can't follow through with the promise you made to them, you now have an unhappy client who, A, will likely never buy from you again, and B, will tell everybody they know and all the people they don't know about how bad you are because you couldn't fulfill your promise. And the fourth situation that we need to say no is when it's not the right business for us. And this can be the hardest situation to say no in, because, again, we really want the business, especially if things are slow, or if you're a new business, or you've just expanded your capacity and you need to fill it. But when someone asks for something that's not quite in your wheelhouse, it's important to say no. Whether they want your product to do something it's not designed to do, or they want you to do something that is not really in your wheelhouse, not your primary skill set. You could do it, but you shouldn't. And that's really, really hard to say no to, and yet we have to. Because if we say yes to things that we shouldn't be doing, it takes us away from the things we really should be doing. With all four of those situations are times at which it's really, really important to say no. Now, how you say no makes a difference. There are two critical elements to saying no effectively. The first is to explain the reason behind your no. For example, often, when people ask for something that's unethical, they don't realize it's unethical. People steal intellectual property like crazy these days. It's a much bigger problem than it was 15, 20 years ago. People don't realize it's wrong. People take photos and videos They skip speakers' stories and their slides. They have no idea that it's both illegal and unethical. So often the person who's asking you to break an ethical rule doesn't know what they're asking for is unethical. So explain the reason for that. Same thing for when it's unprofitable. Say, if they're asking for a discount and there's no good reason for it, say, you know, that wouldn't be fair to all our other customers who pay these same prices. Fairness is an argument that others have a hard time arguing against. Or can you explain what the costs are involved for and reasons why you can't discount? Same thing if it's impossible to do or not the right fit for you. Say, you know, I would love to say yes to that because I know we could do it, but we're not the best ones for that. Or I can see how you might think this product would work for you, but the product's not designed for that. And I'm concerned that it might not give you the results you really, really want. So explaining builds your credibility, builds your case, and gives your no some heft. The second thing to do when saying no is to focus on what you can do. Offer alternatives. We can't do that. What we could do is, or this product won't work for that, but this product will. Or, you know, that's not in our wheelhouse, but I'll tell you whose wheelhouse it is in. You should call to look for solutions to what they need and what they want, even if you can't provide them. So focus on what you can do. Look at the positive. Give them some options, but that no isn't the final word. Ideally, you want to say no, but, and give them some kind of solution to what they're asking for. Educate them with the explanation so that they understand the reason you're saying no, and then focus on what you can do, but hopefully you can either steer them in the right direction or keep them as a customer. Use those two tactics for saying no in those four situations when you need to say no, you'll end up with more and happier customers.
Where have you noticed of those four great tips that you gave us was the one that gave you the hardest time when you were learning all these lessons?
For me, it was the right business. Early in my speaking career, I would say yes to speaking engagements that I wasn't the right fit for. And sometimes I didn't realize it at the time. Sometimes I knew that it wasn't the right fit, but I figured I could pull it off. And in both cases, I regretted it. Well, I have learned to never again say yes to a speaking opportunity that I'm not the right speaker for.
Great advice. Well, thank you so much. Looking forward to talking to you in June.
Sounds good.